All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Now this is Hollywood Unlocked. What up, everybody? It's Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. I'm Jason Lee.
I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Yep, it's Damage. Let's get it started.
Now, hopefully you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeart, and watching on YouTube. All right, so here we are. I want to just, if I can just plug my book one more time because it's out now.
It's here.
This is the actual final book. You may see some little glossy things. It's my lotion, but it's a soft,
that's funny.
It's a soft matte thing. But anyway, get it, please. We're going to keep the link scrolling. I want to try something different, just scrolling at the bottom so you can, when we're not doing our lower third, so that way you can get the book because my fans are going to show up and make this a bestseller. I'm praying. And if it doesn't, I'll just keep writing until I get one. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so what's going on in your world? What's happening?
World time.
It's laundry day.
you look comfy.
That's all I got. I literally showed up here wearing like an oversized sweater, black pantyhose, and thigh-high boots. Like, it's literally laundry day. Like, I ain't got shit.
Nice.
That's what's going on in my life.
I am still cooking and eating at home and cooking my own food and eat and cleaning my up behind myself, but I cannot, for the sake of God, move myself to do laundry.
Wait, hold on one second here. What is your cooking specialty? What are you cooking for yourself right now?
Well, in the morning I'm cooking eggs and sausage.
Mm-hmm. Egg whites or just eggs?
Eggs.
Okay.
Just eggs. All because right. I have this app. I don't even want to shout out the app, but I love this app because it's something I'm now just going to and just checking out, and I'm trying something different. But I'm doing with green onions because I like green onions, and then a half a banana because I like banana.
Mm-hmm.
Then for lunch today, I had a Greek salad. I made my own Greek salad.
Ooh, that boy's chefing.
And a small piece of steak.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then for dinner, I don't know. I think we're having dinner. So I don't know. Probably branzino and probably another Greek salad.
Mm-hmm. What is a branzino?
It's a fish.
It's fish.
Okay.
It's a flaky white fish.
I knew that.
It's a flaky fish.
It's white.
It's a good fish.
Yeah. It's like white meat.
But I'm enjoying the process of cooking and cleaning behind myself. But my housekeeper came today. I can't fold clothes. I can't wash and separate whites. I'm over it.
Mm. It's a lot.
It reminds me of the group home.
I can get that.
Get my foot. I can't because we had to do our own laundry for points.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever in a group home?
No, I was never in a group home, but I did go to boarding school and we had to do our own laundry.
Were you guys on a point system?
What's the point system?
Oh. This, I think, is abuse for people in group homes.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the group home community. I have a new group home community now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. They have a board in the living room or in the dining room with all the kids' names on it. And each of you have a level. Level zero was you're a loser. You fucked up along the way. All your points have been burned. You have early bedtime. Mm-hmm. You have more chores.
Okay.
Basically, they shit on the level zeros. Mm-hmm. I was a level zero most of my time because I would fight a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Level four, you're like the star. You get to decide what's for dinner. You get to assign who cooks the dinner.
Brown
so like
noser.
You pimping. Yeah.
We had graded dorm rooms. So it was A, B, C, and D. That's how they did it. So it wasn't
based
like
on
point,
behavior though?
Based on behavior and grade. So if you're in a D dorm after school, you can't leave the dorm. They said you need more time to study.
Mm.
And they still went studying there. It was like playing cards. It was like jail. Like you go in there, it's like they were locked in their dorm.
So you're doing laundry. What have you been up to?
Man, I've been slaving working on an e-course, man. You know, teaching people how to host television, radio, just kind of putting all my experience
good
together.
Good for you. We were talking about when you were going to start that. Good
I've been
for
slaving.
You.
That's what I've been doing like 24/7. So it's been a good experience.
Yeah.
Well, we may be able to offer you some advice because I'm building one too.
Hey.
But that's for later. But I have some people I can connect you with.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when, you know, they say games not to be told is to be sold. When you know it and learn it, you should offer it to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important because that's money that'll live on too.
Yeah. And I mean, especially for you, like teaching brand building and all that'll be right down your lane.
Well, rebranding.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the Twitter meltdown.
No key.
There's been a journey. Don't keep bringing that up.
Okay, fine. No, I won't.
I don't need people digging out those crates.
Imagine what it feels like, huh? that Honda Accord thing.
Well, no. Let me be clear. Mm. I own all of mine. It's Low Key Messy's in this book. Mm. The whole journey of Low Key Messy, how I got to beyond Low Key Messy to here, is in the book. But the next book is going to be more in detail about it all because, you know,
yeah.
The Low Key Messy in my mind was like creating the Shade Room.
Yeah.
That's what it was then. Mm-hmm. But the Shade Room was the Shade Room, and they figured out and they mastered it. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them for promoting my book. I really do appreciate mm-hmm. that. But I just didn't have the vision that they had. Mm-hmm. And I was scared to do it then. I ain't scared to do shit now. In fact, new year more improved me when it comes to not giving a fuck.
Okay.
Because even today I had to report that Don Benjamin, a friend of mine, close friend of mine for Ooh. Years, his girlfriend unfollowed him and took all the pictures off her page.
Damn.
And there seems to be some problems in their relationship. And I called him to give him a heads up, and he was like, don't post that. And I was like, sorry, because now my loyalty 1,000% has to be to the brand.
Here's the thing. When you serve up your relationship to social media, you cannot control when the shit hits the fan and they want to report on the fuck shit that happens in your relationship that you served up to the public like a nice steak with a side of fucking potatoes. You don't get to say shit, which is why I keep my relationships under wraps, because I don't want you to know the good and I don't want you to know the motherfucking bad. I want to suffer my, you know, tragedies Hello. In silence, and I want to suffer, I want to, you know, like win in silence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't need that shit. So Don Benjamin, sorry, well, but you asked
but
for that
But I will
shit.
Say to Don's, like, Shout that is, Don. Like, Don is like my family.
Good
and
dude.
I will say,
you
I
are do, good friends.
I do
good
love dude. Him, and he understands I have a job to do, and we did talk privately, and I'm going to keep some of those details private, because when I do give off the record, it is off the record. But I have no doubt he's going to make sure that everything continues to move forward. But I will say, the one lesson that I had last year was I had an aha moment, my own aha moment. It wasn't nothing Oprah said. It wasn't nothing Dr. Phil said. It wasn't nothing nobody said in that time of peace. And this is why I really feel like there needs to be some type of manual on finding peace. Because I think all of us in our busy worlds or crazy worlds, or even with the world being crazy, we lose track of our peace. Mm-hmm. That time I had to just be by myself, I started thinking, like, how many celebrities have shown up as my friend or trying to become my friend
because it suited them,
because they didn't want
to be talked about
yeah. Or they did not want to be on Hollywood Unlocked. Mm-hmm. Or they didn't want Hollywood Unlocked to look at them or report on them a certain way. Mm-hmm. It was like the craziest aha moment where I had to really go back and dial down to who are my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's very few, and I will say, and I'm not going to say their names because I know everybody's going to be like, want to know who is that. Mm-hmm. No more than five.
I would have thought it was less.
No more than five.
Right.
And I really don't even want more than five. Rihanna, you have the last slot. it's yours if you
On
want
the wait
it.
List.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because now I realize that people realize that I know so much.
Yeah.
And that to be cool with me means that we won't do this.
Well, they're terrified. You know, yeah. and that can't be the basis of a quote unquote friendship.
Yeah.
Is sure. fear yeah. mm-hmm. of what you can do to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just fucking ridiculous.
That's a big fact.
I did forget, you know, I actually went out last night. You know,
I did see you with Bresha Webb.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Bresha Webb is an up and coming actress, young, beautiful black queen. I love her. And she has been she has the starring role in Tyler Perry's new movie, A Fall from Grace. And she is amongst heavyweights like Cicely Tyson, heavyweights, okay. Felicia Rashad,
okay.
heavyweights. Felicia Rashad, the mom in all of our heads, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Mikad Brooks, hi. I'm sorry.
He follows me, I know him. Should we invite him to the show?
Yes.
Should we invite Bresha? Because they've pitched her a couple
Absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely.
They pitched her a couple times, but I'm not familiar with her.
1,000%.
Okay, so invite her.
I'm going to invite okay. her. But the movie was, you know, it's Tyler Perry, which is fantastic for Tyler Perry. He gets to shoot on his own lot. He writes, produces, directs, and stars in his movies. Like, kudos to you, man. But Bresha Webb.
Well, why don't they say the same when I make it all about me? Why does Tyler get all the credit? Because he's Tyler? Fuck that. I want Madea back.
He might bring Madea back. We don't know. I will say
I'm
that.
Playing.
I'm just saying. Bresha Webb, you are more than welcome to come on the show. She is she's so lovely. And I saw a lot of great. Essence Atkins was there. Lala Milan was there. After, you know, coming off of that Golden Globes kind of red carpet moment. Oh, We love her. I was there with Angel Conwell. I was there with my co-host Blue Centric.
Now, who is Angel Conwell? Because I've seen you with her a lot recently.
Angel Conwell.
And I saw you guys were lesbians last night.
Hey. No, we're not. We just
really. That bitch looked at you like, girl, no. Dog, you doing too? You had too much wine now.
No.
Licking my face and shit.
We're just faces.
No, I kissed her. But we're really good friends. We've known each other for 20 years.
Melissa, like that looked like lipstick lesbian shit to me. It was kind of hot. I almost took it and DM'd you and said, woo.
No, about time. No, Angel and I are just friends, but mm-hmm. we really, really, really are very fond of each other. And she's been in a ton of movies. She's been in Baby Boy. She's on BET Plus's new series called Bigger, mm-hmm. Playing completely against type. And she's just been a fixture in, you know, black film, TV, and cinema. So yeah, it was really nice, really great screening. And congratulations to everybody involved in the project. You got to go check that out. Fall from Grace.
Nice.
Yeah, that was. I actually went out last night. That was amazing.
That's good.
I saw your boy Ernest as well.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of people were there.
Nice. That's great. There's a lot. There's so many people in Hollywood now that, you know, I'm going through some right now. Mm. First of all, there's no shade to Ernest. I like Ernest, but I'm going through a transitional phase in my life. I prayed. Last night I was exhausted from everything that's going on, and I fought to do the things. I fought to go to the gym. I fought to grocery shop. However, I grocery shopped on an app. Mm-hmm. There's an app. Are you familiar with this?
For Amazon?
iCart. Wait, is it iCart?
No, something new.
No.
What's it called? Instacart.
It's Instagram.
Oh. Listen,
just bring it right to your door.
My mama's white. After she died, I lost track with everybody white, and those are the people that stay up on the hottest apps. Instacart. It is. You can download it and type in the store,
Adam,
and then go through the whole. Adam, didn't tell me about Instacart.
Adam, this is hilarious that he's just finding out about Instacart.
I was on the phone with Netflix yesterday, and we were talking. I was like, I'm so exhausted. I had to run downtown to get something, and this and this. And I don't have time to grocery shop. Remember, I told you I need a grocery shop. And then Sharday says, why don't you just use Instacart? And I go, what the fuck is
Instacart?
I downloaded it. I kicked my feet up like a rich white woman. And I went through the aisles of the store ordering all my shit this morning before I could even take my shower. Mm-hmm. Chad's at the door. Good morning, Jason. Here's your groceries. I'm never going to the store again.
He has grocery stores in close proximity to his apartment.
Very close.
But it's different. Trader Joe's is for... Okay, I'm going to say this in the most respectful way. Please, people, my mom is white. My dad is black. I am very much connected to everybody. If I spoke Spanish, y'all know I like Dominicans. Trader Joe's is for...
Bohemian Trader Joe's white
for,
folks?
First of all, Trader Joe's for white people. Yeah. Let's just start with that. There's the people of color work there.
I love Trader Joe's.
No, I know. I get it. The wine is vegan wine. Like, all that weird shit is for people who don't care if their skin sag or if they somehow, like, develop... you know, some type of disease or something. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't feel like it's not real meat. Is it real meat?
That's the problem. It's not real meat there.
No, there's no real meat there. Yes, they
I got
do.
A cucumber today wrapped in plastic.
Yes.
I'm like, this cucumber was designed in some laboratory.
No, you got an English cucumber. They're always wrapped in plastic.
Well, I've had an English cucumber, honey, and it don't come wrapped in plastic. Well, that one did. Was wrapped in plastic.
So wait, hold on. Do you have an Amazon account?
I have Amazon Prime too. Okay. My shavings lotion is on its way.
But so wait, you do realize that Whole Foods is attached to Amazon Prime because bought them out.
I'm in a relationship with iCart. Is it iCart? Instacart.
It's Instacart. But what I'm saying is you can literally order from Prime through Whole Foods, Amazon, and Bristol Farms. Same shit will happen. You'll get your groceries to your door in 2 hours.
Where have I been? Do you know I was
ordering out?
How much does that cost? Like, what's the shipping fee?
Nothing. Oh, groceries today, and I got my entire week's groceries.
$200.
Are you ready? $215.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not expensive in comparison to a dinner at Boa that's $500. Dinner at Boa.
I mean, I get it.
It's fucking
ordering out.
Watch this. Tonight when we go to dinner,
yeah,
it's going to be at least over $200.
Because we're going to. Okay, we're not. I'm going to say we're going. Well, it's fucking expensive.
Where a whole bunch of white people are who eat at Trader Joe's.
The average entree is $49. Ugh. Average.
So my whole week. We'll be eating in 1 hour. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I need blueberries and grapes, and I have prunes and pistachios, and you know.
You should try Amazon Prime,
for one person,
the app.
That's how much you spend a week? That's a lot.
Well, people come over for dinner, and then people, I mean, I do have, but I have like a lot of meats that are going to last probably longer than the week, right?
Okay, yeah. Like, so it's like for freezer. The month.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Meats
no.
for the month?
No.
2 weeks?
No, because like I'm having a date tonight, so and my date's going
to
want to eat.
Have you ever been to Costco?
I refuse. Costco's for poor people.
No,
I can't.
It's not.
No, it ain't.
No, it's not.
I can't. I'm not going to be rolling down the lane with Mario and Letitia fighting over a fucking.
No. All I'm saying. No.
Those kids are never on a leash there. They're running all over with their little carts.
If you wanted to get your meat in bulk.
Why you got to make everything sexual? That's why this show can't grow. Oh, that is another thing. False. Wait, that is a new year, new resolution.
What?
This is a new life me. No, wait, new year, new life.
So what, you're celibate? You're abstinent?
Nope, I got a date.
You're chaste.
I got a date tonight.
Okay.
I'm no longer talking about my sexual relationship on this show.
Bullshit.
I'm not.
That's going to last
I'm going to talk about dating. I'm going to talk about what I think about them. I'm going to talk about all our wild experiences. And I may even talk about what they look like. Because it's turning people off. People that I'm talking to are watching this show. Hey, all y'all. And
all y'all.
And I set myself up, seriously. They watch my show and they know. Mm. They know. Mm. Mm-mm. I keep trying to say like, yo, this is just for entertainment, but I'm done. I can't talk about the sexual stuff. You know, like this show has evolved over the 3 years, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
We've talked about like,
the sexual stuff, like when a guy's sucking your dick and he throws up, like
besides
that shit.
You trying to gargle Jason Derulo's balls.
I was like, not actually. He was talking about his DMs. It was, you know.
Okay, we got white chocolate in the building. Chet Hanks has rolled through again.
In the building.
You know, we don't have many people in the building who've been here more than once. Chet was one of our first people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were one of our.
Literally like, what, our sixth or seventh guest?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
No shit. Yeah. I didn't know that.
You showed us love early when we weren't anything. I don't think we are anything yet. I mean,
man,
we're still.
Jason, shut up.
We're still working.
Shut up. Man.
So I hit Chet and I'm like, yeah, you know, really excited that you're coming to the show. Can't wait to get here. And the only thing he responds with is Melissa Ford going to be there. I'm like, what?
Lies. Did you really say that?
I mean,
that?
That's a great question.
Of course.
Oh, thanks, Chet.
Of course. I had to make sure you were going to be here. Yeah. I wouldn't have come if you weren't. I'm just kidding.
No, I believe you. You know, you have a thing for black women. We all know that. So the other day I'm sitting at home and I'm watching you. I'm watching the Golden Globes, and you have the best seat in the whole building. You have a better seat than your dad. You're right there.
I don't know about that. I mean, I was like right next to my dad.
But you had a good camera shot.
Yeah, it was cool.
But because I know you're so good with antics on social media, I would have loved if you would have started just doing shit to like fuck with the audience. That would be, yeah.
Man, that would have been that's an intimidating room to start wilding out in.
You know, Golden Globes is reportedly like the fun award show. That's where everybody gets liquored up and, you know, the most, you know, off, you know, kilter speeches are made and stuff like that. Is it really like that for real in that room? Are people like, you know, loosey-goosey in the room?
That's what I heard, too. I was like, they said the Golden Globes is the fun one because everyone's sitting at tables.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Oscars is all, like, serious, and everyone's like, it's like theater seating.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was kind of like that vibe because it was like as soon as they went to commercial.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's, like, throwing, like, liquor back.
It's like while it was rolling, everyone's sitting there and, like, all the stars, like, very proper. And the second they go to commercial, everyone's like, yo, okay. they start, like, coming up to each other. Like, people start walking down like, yo, what's up, dude? Like, they start like dapping each other up. Yeah, they start politicking.
Mm.
So behind the scenes then, so in real life, it's not as stuffy as it looks on TV?
Nah, it's like everybody there kind of like knows that it's a thing. And the weird thing is like, they're giving speeches to like an audience, but they're not really talking to the room because everyone is on TV and they're broadcasting it. So like the people know it's like they're talking to the camera and it's just like the audience is there, but it's like all industry people. So they know it's like everyone knows like what the deal is. It's kind of an interesting dynamic. You know what I mean?
Mm. Sounds fun.
But so you were sharing the same.
Yeah, it was cool.
You were sharing the same air with Beyonce, and did you like go over there and say, "Hey, my friend Jason would like to talk to you"? Or
yeah,
like, did you talk to her at all? Like, what was?
Dude.
Did you talk to her at all? How far was she? What did she smell like?
Dude, I wasn't close enough to smell her perfume or anything.
Did you talk to Hove?
Man, look, they were like this far away. They were like,
mm-hmm.
They were like over there.
Right.
Like how many
I wasn't
yards?
About to go, probably like Not from me to the door. No. Closer, actually. It's like
red zone.
From me, definitely from red me zone. To you. Yeah. From me to you. Yeah, man. I wasn't about to go over there. And like, dude, I could barely even like look them in their face, dude. Like, I was just like, because if I do, I'm just going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, Hov is my hero. Like, Beyonce is Beyonce. Like, what am I going to say,
but
bro?
That's so
I'm just like, let me just act normal. You know what I mean? Like, let me just act normal. Like,
this coming from the son of one of the greatest actors who has ever graced the like film,
the earth.
You know, like
big up, big up. Like,
stop it. We're gonna get into that in a second. But like, you know, Tom Hanks is your father. Who impressed you in that room when Tom Hanks is your father?
Everybody. Okay, you know? You got Beyonce, Ho.
But besides right them, because okay. I mean, that's just
you
a
also
given.
Had Tarantino.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. You had Leo. You had Leo. You had Brad Pitt. Man,
there's a lot of power in that room.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Oh, J-Lo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. J-Lo.
What did you think about that big ass bow? I mean, people were online.
The
were
what?
Making, the her dress had that
he
big bow.
He wasn't looking at that bow.
Bro, I didn't pay attention to that.
I just saw.
Bro, come on.
Yeah.
No, listen, I saw her. She was very beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's very beautiful. You know what I mean?
Smart play.
Yes, exactly.
You want to see what? But you want to see what the ass looks like in person. Is it as you fabulous it. You,
wait, we
in
got,
person?
We got the new and improved straight out of Tales from the Crypt.
What if I was just like, man, I just wanted to come see what Melissa's ass looks like.
I would totally understand that.
It would be what every other guest says.
I would totally understand that. It's fabulous, by the way.
Oh. I know.
Oh. It does look comfortable.
Wait, so you're sitting there. It's so interesting to see how many big celebrities have fanned out over Beyonce at the Golden Globes. In the room, did people have the courage to go over there and speak to her?
Some people did. I saw, you know, it's like, I think if you already are a big person in the industry, it's like less intimidating to go up because you might have met before, you know what I mean? So there are people going to say what's up, but it's like I got no business me going over there being like, yo, dude, Hope's gonna be like, all right, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the way I want to meet Hope. When I meet Hope, if I meet Hope, I want to meet him like and be like in a quiet room and be like, hey man, if you had to pick one. If you had to pick one verse, ooh, that's your hardest verse. Which one is
not
it?
Even song verse.
Verse. I want to know. I want to ask Hov, what do you think your hardest verse is if you had to pick one?
Well, probably the one where he apologized for cheating on Beyonce. I would think that was pretty hard.
Jason, you gotta bring that in there, bro.
Okay, and this is what I respect about you, because your father is probably the biggest actor in the room. Mm. You could have used that as leverage at the time. Like, I'm going to solidify my relationship with Beyonce and Jay-Z, and you still don't play the Tom Hanks card.
That shit's corny. Like, that would be corny as fuck, because it's like, who gives a fuck if, like, you're just, like, somebody's son? Like, who gives a fuck about that? You know what I mean? If, like, if you haven't done anything to earn your spot or gain recognition or acclaim or whatever on your own, mm-hmm, then why would a motherfucker give a fuck about who you are? You know what I mean? Like, then you're playing yourself.
This is LA, and it is literally on nepotism.
I don't care. That's not how I roll. That's not how I roll. Yeah. If you haven't gained respect from me because of something that, you know what I mean? Like a
that
work,
done
something
that
I've
doing.
Done. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That I'm doing. That's the only way I'd want to be known. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's what I like about you, because the first time you came up here, you never know when somebody presents themselves the first time, if it's like, this is my PR side. Mm-hmm. You know, you were very big on making your own name then. You were very big on standing on your own two feet. You talked about, if I recall, even your upbringing and how you were given allowances, and like, you weren't just the silver.
I wasn't given allowances.
Oh, you wasn't. Yeah, and you weren't the silver spoon kid that was running through Beverly Hills, using clout and so. That's,
Jason, you knew Chet, like, you know, when we did the interview. I had nothing. I had nothing to go off of. And the thing that,
except for that, he likes black girls and fat asses.
And I learned that there on our first interview. But the thing that always impressed upon me with Chet was how candid he was about his journey towards sobriety, and mm-hmm, how honest and accountable he was. That's always been one of my favorite things about you.
And I was looking at Golden Globes to see if he was sipping some champagne, and I didn't see anything either. Mm-hmm. And I was really proud as well.
I was not.
I literally have sipping wine Red Bull in this cup right now. So
hope I got a Red Bull sponsorship.
Wait, so how hard or has it been hard or easy staying sober?
It's easy.
Really?
It's non-issue. I just, pff, I made, so dude, I just, people are like, man, it must be really, it must be really hard. It's not hard. Once you make the decision, just make the choice. Mm-hmm. Stick to it no matter what. Know that at some point, maybe frequently, you're going to want to go back on that decision.
People want incentive for their incentive behind the their choice. Decisions, though. Like, what's the incentive? Like, what
the
was
incentive?
Your, yeah, what was your personal incentive to stay sober?
My incentive was having a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing that I was a fuck up and that, you know, I was going to be a terrible, I couldn't even take care of myself. So how am I going to take care of someone else? That, along with just getting tired of being a fucking loser, you know what I mean? Like, wanting to make something of myself, you know what I mean? Like, just enough. Like, okay, I've had my time. My way has not worked. I've tried everything. It's not working, you know what I mean? The only thing I haven't tried is sobriety, period. Like, have to do it. Like, boom, I stuck to it. And now, you know, in over the past 5 years, it's allowed me to put in work in myself. It's allowed me to grow as a person. It's allowed me to, you know what I mean, do the things that I want to do, and I'm really thankful for it. But it's really just about one decision, man. Just make the decision. Mm. Once you, and say, this is the day. This is the day I'm changing my life forever. This is the day that I'll look back on and say, this is the day that changed my life forever. And I'm not going back on it. And I know I'm going to want to go back on it. I'm not going to do it. The decision's made, period. That's what you have to do. It's that easy.
And does it become a testament to self-control and self-will, right? Where you say, okay, this is the decision I'm making. And then as you see over 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, exactly. It's like, yo, I got control of my shit.
Yeah, once shit starts going good, you're like, oh, okay, I see. This is real. It's not bullshit. It's actually working.
How long has it been?
July will be 5 years.
Wow. Wait, how old is your daughter now? Bro.
Thanks, man.
How old is your daughter?
She's about to turn 4.
Damn, ooh. She's getting old. You're getting old. We're getting old.
Yeah.
4 years. Does it seem like time just flew by?
It's gone by the fastest out of any time in my life. It's insane.
So how would you describe your parenting?
My parenting? I just have a bond, man. I just have a bond with my daughter, man. Like, that I'm present with her. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the most important thing, just to be present, to be consistent. I heard in a Nipsey interview, he said, kids spell love T-I-M-E. Mm. Yeah. I was like, damn,
I never
dude.
Heard of that.
I was like, damn. Wow. Yeah, straight up. That's it. Time, putting in the time, forming the bond. Mm. When you're spending time being present, being in the moment, that's mm-hmm. everything. You know what I'm saying? That's everything.
I was watching your relationship with you and your mom during the Golden Globes, and there was a moment where like you leaned over to kiss her, she kissed you, and it was like,
really? I didn't even know that they were like showing all this, because I didn't know. Like, I haven't seen them.
I only knew two people in the room, you and Tiffany Haddish, because you both were there. I live vicariously through you. Like, I know all my friends are at the Golden Globes, but what? Lessons are you teaching your daughter that your parents taught you?
Right now, it's like she's young, so she's still really little. So it's not like I'm instilling any deep lessons in her yet. I'd say the biggest lesson is just unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Just giving her unconditional love. That's what my parents gave me. That's what my grandparents gave me, and I'm passing it down to her.
Will she get allowance?
I don't know, man.
Because you know, like, Michael Jackson grew up as a Jehovah Witness. I'm sure when he got his kids, he's like, y'all niggas can have everything. Because mm-hmm. you don't get shit when you're a Jehovah Witness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't think so.
It's definitely going to be hard not to spoil her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you look like she's going to be daddy's girl. You know, like,
yeah.
Then when she gets in high school, you're going to have to get a gun.
Bruh.
You see, I already have one.
You see any natural talents within her? I know, like, when my son was growing up, like, it was things he was doing naturally, like, that I didn't even influence yet, that he was just doing on his own. Like, are you starting to see any natural talents or characteristics like that's like surprising you?
She's just so outgoing. She's just the most, she's not shy.
Were you outgoing growing up?
I think so. I was like, I was like stressed. I was stressed growing up. Yeah, my dad just said when I was like a baby, I just had this look on my face like, like, I was just like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. I was definitely I was definitely loud, I think, as a kid. If that's outgoing, I don't know. Just
a firecracker.
Yeah.
Okay, so
super ADD.
I think most people say Tom Hanks' son, but you're Rita Wilson's son. And so, to watch how nurturing she was at that table.
Tom and Rita are like salt of the earth people. You know what I mean? Like, you can like actually see that. And you actually perform with your mom, right?
Well, I didn't perform with her, but she had a there was a songwriters festival in Park City, Utah, and mm-hmm. she was it's like a writer's round, which is like you just kind of play like acoustic mm-hmm. and you just like talk about the songs that you've written and then perform them just like bare bones, like not with a big band, but just with the guitar. And she was like, I'm going to do this. And they asked if you guys wanted to do it. And I was like, hell yeah, that'd be dope. So we went and did it together. It was really cool. Awesome. Yeah, and it went really well. It went really well. They actually wrote an article about it in Forbes. Shout out Forbes.
I think that might have been where I read about it.
Wait, so was it the Golden Globes or after the Golden Globes you went viral, right?
It was during the Golden Globes.
It was red carpet.
Wasn't it before? The red carpet before.
Well, yeah, well, I posted the video before, and then I went in to the Golden Globes, and by the time I got out, it was viral. It was crazy. I walked by Wesley Snipes, and... I've never met Wesley Snipes. Where I walk by him and he sees me, he goes, "Bomba clat, rude boy." I'm like, "What's up, dude?" He was cracking up. I was like, "What the hell? Let me see what's going on."
Wait, so you did that? You knew it would go viral, or you just didn't?
No, I had no idea it was gonna go
viral.
Did
you recently like go to Jamaica? Like, what was? Did you fresh off a trip? What happened?
No.
What was the inspiration?
Yeah, like,
what do you think it was?
Well, there had to either be a black girl there, or I don't know.
Ganja.
Probably music. It probably is connected to some music.
Nah. I mean, I do listen. I've never been to Jamaica. I really, really want to go.
Oh, you got to visit.
I'm definitely got to visit now.
Jamaica's amazing.
Yeah. No. What do you think? If you guess, I'll tell you what it is.
I mean, I have no clue. To me, when I saw it sent from my team that you were rapping patois on the red carpet at the Golden Globes, I couldn't even think of what it was.
What do you think it is that inspired the Jamaican?
I don't really have context, man. But I mean, I were you doing like performing a skit?
No.
Okay.
Some good jerk chicken. You had some good jerk chicken.
No.
Rice and peas.
Started dating a Jamaican girl. Oh.
That's what it is?
Okay.
Hey.
But she's not Jamaican, but... She's from Trinidad, but she's got Jamaican family. She's got Jamaican family.
So have you just been listening to a lot of that music with her?
No, I was... I just heard her talking on the phone one day to her family, and she was speaking in straight up patois. And I think she was really... She was saying something. She was heated up about something or passionate about something. She was going off in patois, and I was like,
kind
of
hot.
And I was like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's dope, because it was just like, and then she hung up. Oh, okay, and then just went right back to speaking completely, you know, American. And I was like, yo, that's dope, because I'm interested by things like that. I'm interested by cultures. I'm interested in languages.
Yeah, it's fun.
I speak Spanish. If you don't know,
fluently.
Hold on, let me give a shout out real quick. Saludos a toda mi gente en los países latinos, en México, Cuba, Puerto Rico, el DR, todos esos países en el centro y el sur de América. Mucho amor y mucho respeto a todos ustedes y también a mis carnales aquí en Los Ángeles. Viva la raza, pues. Órale, sígueme en Instagram.
Did you say fuck Trump in the wall? Because I didn't understand.
Yeah, that too.
Basically. Okay, wait. Do you want to do the same shout out in patois? I mean, you know, pressure. No. Wait. So you did you receive criticism? I mean, people had stuff to say, right? Every time you do something viral, people have something to say.
Yeah, man. Exactly. But it was like overwhelmingly so positive.
Yeah, I was gonna say I seen a lot of love though. It was enjoyable. It was fun.
It was so much love, dude. It was like literally like I was zoned in on everything. It was literally like 95% love, dude. Yeah. Like 5% little. You know,
Lil Duval like, retweeted it reposted cool. it. And he was basically what he said.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Lil Duval, that was dope. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just like so. It was, bro. It was so much love and positivity, like, you know, like the little like odd like comment that was like, this is offensive. those people would get like slammed by the Jamaicans, like big up me brother Chet, like shut up, like I'm Jamaican, I don't have a problem with this. They would like the Jamaicans like have my back, which was dope.
Okay, but you know you can't grow dreads, go to Jamaica, get a blunt, and do it again on Instagram.
He absolutely can.
No, he cannot.
Do you know how many white Jamaicans look like him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are there white Jamaicans?
Of course Chinese there's white Jamaicans. Jamaicans.
I'm being funny.
Okay, but yes.
There is white Jamaicans.
Yes, you will find, you know, Jamaicans. Blonde hair, blonde dread, blue-eyed Jamaican speaking, like, fluent patois. It's... Jamaica is a wonderful place. If you have never gone, you need to go. Yeah. And now that you have a Jamaican girlfriend, you must go.
Trinidad.
Yeah. Well, she's Trinidadian, but, you know, island girl. I'm half Bajan, but I mean, I've gone all over the place.
You're still Canadian. Don't do it.
I swear.
You know, you like the luxury of being American, but not really.
Well, guess
being
what?
Being island, but not really.
Wait, check it. I am, this was a very, very West Indian thing to say. Check it. It's the, check yeah, it. That's just that what it is. Yeah, no, it is. Okay. I get to be a bunch of different things because that's what? I'm a woman. I'm all of it. Back to you, Chet.
Back to you. Well, thanks, Melissa. We're here at Hollywood Unlocked. Chet Hanks spoke in a patois accent earlier.
You gotta go to the Trinity Carnival. It's only right.
Damn, that'd be.
That's how you break it in. Yeah,
did you say the Tranny Carnival?
No, Trinity.
Oh, Trinity. Oh, Trinity. No,
Carnival in Trinidad.
Yes, no, that's like the best experience.
I'm definitely
it's
trying
coming
to go
up.
To the
it's
carnival.
In March.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's time.
I really want to go down and just like check out all the islands in the Caribbean and everything, man.
You should definitely
want to hit up Jamaica soon come.
Love.
Wait, would you ever date a white girl?
Yeah, man.
So you like all women?
Yeah.
Because I just think of Chad and I just think of him with a black girl. Like, period.
Yeah, man.
You're an equal opportunity slayer. Yeah.
I wouldn't describe myself as a slayer, but...
Slayer.
Yeah.
Wait, since you were here, we had Irv Gotti on the show, mm-hmm. and he talked about Tales. Do you miss that show?
Hell yeah.
That looked like it was fun.
Hands down. His episode was my favorite episode.
It was the best episode.
Thank you.
It really was.
Oh, dang, you saw
it
that?
Really was.
Thank you.
Can he answer if he had fun?
Thank you.
I hosted the premiere of Tales, and I didn't even know that was you. I seen you. He had his daughter there. It was an amazing experience. And I walked up to you. You probably don't remember this because I was some random dude. But I walked up to you and told you how great I thought you did in the episode. And for you to have your daughter, I always have my son with me. I thought that was bomb.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, man.
That was a minute ago, too.
It was a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
like a couple years ago.
It was like 3 years ago already. Mm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So what's going on in your world now? So you're still acting, still doing music?
Mm-hmm.
What you working on now?
Well, I just dropped that song. I got my group, Something Out West. It's tight. We got a whole bunch of material we're about to put out. We're actually gonna go spend some time down in Nashville, Tennessee, and finish like recording an album and doing all that. But it's pretty much already done. We're just figuring out the right way to put it out. You know what I mean? So that it has traction when we put it out, but definitely go check that out.
What's the name again? Name of the group?
Something Out West.
And is that what kind of music is that?
Man, it's kind of like a blend of like country and rap and rock and pop, dude. It's kind of crazy. Like some songs are like acoustic guitars, but like I'm rapping on it. Some songs are more like radio, like mainstream, kind of like current, like country pop, but with also rap. It's really crazy, man. It's really like a mixture, you know.
Why do people go to Nashville? A lot of people go to Nashville to record. Is that like,
it's like a music,
that's the that, that's
grand,
the,
first of all, if you're doing country, Grand Old Opry, that's where you need
Nashville
to be.
Nashville is the center for country music.
Yeah.
It's just a vibe for music in general, because I know there's like a live music places and
stuff
like
but
that.
Everything that is like, you know, even adjacent to country music, you know, people would, you know, artists would go there because they're going to get a lot of traction, they're going to get a lot of attention.
Well, we had Kay Michelle here on the show, and she had went to Nashville, and she just hopped up on one of the live performances and told all the white people she could sing better than them. Do you think there will become a time where people will be more accepting of white people singing what's traditionally black music and black people singing what's traditionally white people's music?
I don't know. I don't have a problem with anybody singing any kind of music. I don't know, man. I mean,
me either. Like, I don't understand why people, like Beyonce, she got criticized for that country song. It's like, it's still Beyonce.
What?
They were like,
yeah, stay lobbying. In your lane. Stay in your lane, motherfucker.
This is what I'm saying. It's like, last time I checked, anybody can be whoever the fuck they want to be. They can be into whatever, they can have any interest they want. Like, since when are people only supposed to to if you're like this, you have to like this. If you're like this, you only like. Last time I checked, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be.
And music is, I think, is what unifies groups, yeah, cultures. Absolutely. You know, like Michael Jackson crossed all lanes. Bon Jovi. I listened to Def Leppard as a kid. I mean, I just feel like, you know, music is what's supposed to be that bridge between cultures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and cultures are supposed to be a bridge between cultures too.
Exactly.
It's like, it's like there's a big world out there. You know what I mean? Go check it out. Like, like when in Rome, you know what I mean? Like, I've been to Japan. Like, when I was in Japan, like, it was like we stayed in a traditional Japanese inn. Like,
what part of Japan were you in?
I was in Kyoto and Tokyo. But when we were in Kyoto, this is what I'm saying. I have a point. Is that we stayed in a traditional Japanese inn where it's like you get there, you take your shoes off, you put on slippers, they give you a robe, you're sitting on the floor eating. You know what I mean? Like, all the whole, like, bamboo, like, you know, everything. It's like in Japan, it's like, they want you to adopt their culture. Like, if you go and show up and they're like, no, I'm not doing it, that's disrespectful. If you're like not willing to like check out another culture, you know what I'm saying? So it's like checking out different cultures is dope. Like, that's one of like the coolest things about like the world.
And,
you know,
adaptation to another person's culture doesn't mean a denial of your own. You
exactly.
know?
Mm-hmm. It's like one in Rome, yo. Like,
but there's a lot of people that just aren't cultured. You know what I mean? Like, they either haven't left the block or haven't experienced anything.
Growth scares them.
Their only Chinese experience is like takeout at the block. You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So, just a couple just world news topics. What do you think of Trump in the war in Iran? Or the just going over and just killing the guy?
Oh, my God. Dude, honestly, this is going to sound bad, but I don't pay attention to the news at all. Mm.
It's probably best.
I just don't pay attention to the news, man.
Is it like a out of sight, out of mind type of thing?
I just think it's so negative, and I think like I think that the news is so like, it's like so, what it's so programmed, like, like they're just trying to get you to see things in from their point of view, like,
depending on which network, like, you're watching.
The real, like, news is, like, the stuff that is not being reported. Like, I don't, this is what trips me out about the news. It's like, it'll be, like, some serious shit, some missiles were sent, and then, like, 2 minutes later, and in Downey, there was a parade where a small chihuahua was on a float waving. It's like, so that's the news? Like, so you're going to report on that instead of, like, the million other, things that are going on in the world? Like, that's what you're going to get? A chihuahua? It's like...
But I think they try to end on a light note, because after Iran shoots a plane down of, like, regular people. Yeah,
but it's like, but it's still, it's like... For example, like Vice. I watch Vice News.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, dude, there's a whole bunch of shit going on in the world that we wouldn't know about if we were just watching American news.
Yeah.
I wonder why they're not talking about that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole, like, they don't talk about that on the news. It's like, and this is just my personal opinion, but you know how, like I'm not liberal or conservative. I don't buy into
you don't buy into the two-party system
at all.
Got it.
At all. Right. I think it's completely whack. Yeah. I think it's totally whack how you have to pick a side, blue or red. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the Crips and Bloods.
But like, the liberals like to say, like, Fox News is so biased.
Yeah.
Oh, like, Fox News is biased. They just report in favor for the conservatives. Okay, yeah, that's true. But CNN and NBC and all the liberals, they're just as biased for the liberals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So where are you getting the real source from? Either way, it's going to be skewed into an opinion that just fits into their whole, you know.
Their message or their plan.
Yeah, what their agenda. Yeah. You know what
I mean, they keep saying Al Jazeera is the best, but I've never watched them.
Yeah, I feel like the best platform is an institution that, like the New York Times. You know, the New York Times, if you don't want to read, because a lot of people don't want to fucking physically read anymore, you can watch this show called The Weekly, and I feel like they offer, like, the most kind of unbiased, you know,
but they're still reporting. Left, though, right?
Possibly tiny... Nah, I wouldn't even say that. Mm. I would say that they report... on factual data. The New York Times is an institution that's been around before, forever.
But yeah, with like CNN, It's like, just think about it. That's why I posted that thing after we were on the verge of World War III, and CNN is posting about me doing a Jamaican accent. Mm-hmm. That's why I made fun of CNN on my post.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what you guys are talking about. We're on the verge of World War III, and you're spending your time writing an article about me doing a Jamaican accent. What is going on? You're supposed to be the news. Do you call yourself the news?
Well, maybe you were that Chihuahua story, the lighthearted fucking, you know, like.
It did bring joy.
It brought joy. I can't lie, it brought joy. Yeah,
but CNN wasn't, it did bring joy. But see, that's the thing. It's out of touch. It brought joy. But if you go look on the news, they're not talking about that part. This is possibly a cultural appropriation.
I think institutional media, mm-hmm. unlike Hollywood Unlocked, like to keep everybody segregated. It's like everybody stay in your lane.
Exactly.
Red stay in your lane. Exactly. Blue stay in your lane. Black people stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. White people stay in your lane. And anytime anybody does anything that hints at bringing us all together or crossing mm-hmm. a line mm-hmm. is news.
Exactly.
And I don't think people are really dialed in. So I can understand why somebody would dial the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm checked out, dude. And I'm not saying that, you know what I mean? I don't care about current events. I don't care about what's going on. I'm not apathetic to it. I'm very empathetic to it. I do care. I care about people. But I just think it's bullshit. These media institutions that we have are fucking bullshit, dude. And it's ruining shit. And they're archaic because it's just causing more division in the people. It's stirring up the pot even worse. You know what I'm saying? And it's causing divisions. It's trying to put people in little boxes. Guess what, bro? Like, people aren't supposed to be put in a box. Human beings are complicated beings, individuals. They're multi-layered individuals. Mm-hmm. Each human being is an onion with many layers. It's like in the media, I just see it's like, no. If you're like this, you got to be like this. If you're like this, you got to be like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it just baffles me, dude. And it's like, but. Like when I go out and I feel very in touch with people and humanity, and when I go out and I'm vibing and moving with the people, like out in the world, like I feel love, like I feel like it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like people are more patient with each other and less
they're not
judgmental.
Angry and ready to kill.
Yeah, they're not doing all this shit. When you go look on the news and it's like, it's just exhausting, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I seen this one post. It said the U.S. spent $3 billion in one day for the war, and Flint still to this day doesn't have clean water.
Mm.
Still to this day.
That part.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See?
Priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you and Howard Stern ever make up from the whole Twitter war?
No. No.
It's not your guy?
Man, fuck Howard Stern, bro. Fuck Howard Stern.
You know why,
dude? Because I was just a 19-year-old kid, bro. And he was like, how are you going to shit on a little kid, man? Like, you're a fucking old man. Why are you shitting on a 19-year-old kid?
Y'all still haven't no dialogue since then?
No, man.
So,
no.
Wait.
If he was 20 years younger, I'd still be on site for Howard Stern. But I'm not going to go hurt a senior citizen. Fuck Howard Stern, though.
Chad, you have to make one promise, man. You can never change. Like, you can never give a fuck about what anybody says. Does your family ever call you and say, why'd you say fuck Howard Stern at that low-class radio show? Sure. Do you ever get coaching from your brother or from your parents who go,
they try to coach me. They try to coach me. But
again, it was good watching Rita and your relationship, you know?
Well, me and my mom are really tight, and me and my dad are tight, me and my mom are really tight. But the whole, actually, it's funny, because the whole way the Jamaican thing came out on the red carpet was because earlier that day, my mom was like, you know, my mom was like trying to wrangle everything. She's all stressed out. She's like, okay, guys, let me get on the red carpet. Make sure you did. And like when she does that, I just like messing with her. So I'm like, oh yeah, when I get on the red carpet, I'm gonna be like, hey, boomba clatted. And she was like, okay, like she's just trying to like, you know what I mean? And I thought that, and she was like, shut up, Chet. But I thought that was really funny.
Was she stressing out?
She was like, just make sure, okay, like you know, like we're in the hotel room getting ready. She's like, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, when she stresses out, I just like messing with her because we have that relationship. So I was like, I'm going to get on the red carpet and be like this. And then when I was on the red carpet, I was like, They were standing like my this is how it's been. Like, I've been on red carpets for my whole life since I was a little kid. When we walk down the red carpet, my parents, my mom and my dad go off and they do interviews, and we stand there. We're just standing there waiting for them to be done. So I was just standing there, and I was like, yo, that actually would be funny. And I'm like, can you record this real quick? And I just turned to some random woman that was just working the event. And I'm like, can you just record a video of me real quick? And she's like, okay. And then I started doing it, and she looked so confused. She was like, she looked so confused. But I just thought of
it. Wait, so your mom didn't see you off to the side doing it?
No, because they were getting interviewed by like Ryan Seacrest.
So then they
that would have been awesome if they were awesome.
No, but here's the crazy part. So your viral video probably got more views than their interview with Ryan Seacrest.
That'd be funny.
It's like, hey, we was just sitting here waiting, you know? That's funny. It reminds me of the time that Rain Disick was on the Ellen DeGeneres show with Chris, Courtney, and all the grandkids, and so they're trying to have a serious interview, and Rain's like, man, why do we have to be here? How much longer? And you know they want to spank the shit out of Rain, like, shut your ass up. Okay, so what's next for acting, though?
Yo, I'm filming a series right now that is going to be on Showtime. I've been back and forth. I've been filming in New Orleans. I've been back and forth from here in New Orleans like the past like 4 months.
I want to hear a New Orleans accent, baby.
That's really hard.
I know.
But the show's called Your Honor. It's going to be on Showtime. It stars Bryan Cranston.
Ooh, nice. Yep. Breaking Bad.
Yep. And it's by the same creator of The Night Of.
You saw that? Oh my God, The Night Of was so fucking good.
Can you
good.
Please stop orgasming?
No, because listen, I'm a cinephile. I like to fucking watch.
No, you watch.
I watch everything.
Let me tell you something. You watch and read everything.
Everything.
How? Where do you find
so listen, Adam, let me tell you something. I have time. I have no man. I have time. The Night Of, Riz Ahmed, Michael K. Williams. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, fucking awesome.
Can you please invite Melissa to be his date at the
I'll come with you and the girlfriend, okay? Listen, but The Night Of, y'all gotta fucking watch that shit, okay? It's on HBO, limited series, 9 episodes. Invest. All right. Mm. Keep going. Mm-hmm. All right. So Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. It's a.
Give us a synopsis.
I don't want to give. I don't think I can.
A little bit. What's it about?
Or come back when you can.
I don't think I can.
Or he can come back when
is
he can.
Is it set presently? Yeah. In the present time? Yeah. Yes.
Your character. Is
can
he,
you tell about your character?
Yeah.
Little bit.
My character's name is Joey Maldini. Maldini.
Italian? Joey Maldini.
Joey Maldini.
See, he can be Patois and Italian in the same day. Maldini.
That doesn't sound Italian. That sounds Joey Yorkish. Maldini?
Hold on, Canadian. You're disrespecting me.
Sorry,
I'm Italian.
Okay. Whoa. Mobster in New Orleans-ish.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Maldini. Joey Maldini.
Let the man stay employed.
I don't really know the rules about that. I don't really know the rules.
Joey Maldini. Okay. I'm about to Google this.
Well, listen, when you have that show, when that airs, come back. We'll come to you. We'll have some patois. What are those people that have the little silver rings when they're here playing the little drums? You know, the Jamaicans.
The steel drums?
We'll have a steel drum set playing in the background. But no, I appreciate you coming, man, and come back, please.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay, thanks until for then, me. Keep doing your research, but we're not going to let him lose his job. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Fuck.
Peace. No, because you're trying
I got
to...
it up.
Exactly.
Oh.
No,